Blog Talk Radio.
Edition of Sports Urban Legend. I'm of course William Ramo, and along with my co-host Macaulay Matthews. What's up?
Hey, what's up?
Well, you know, we got a good show for you today. You know, we're gonna talk sports, entertainment, and everything else like we always do. You know, we're gonna talk about the Mets, and they're trying to salvage a win here in San Francisco against the Giants. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about the Yankees and their emotional week with the passing of George Steinbrenner and Bob Shepard. And we'll also talk a little hoops and a funny spoof on YouTube about LeBron James. We'll play that for you on the show today. You definitely gotta check it out, the YouTube video, but we'll discuss that today also. And you know, as usual, we open up the phones, talk whatever you want to talk about on sports, entertainment, and everything else. And as usual, we'll also end the show with a little, you know, sports entertainment. And feel free to call and give your personal contributions. So without further ado, I guess we'll talk about the Mets here. Mets are, you know, leading right now 2-1 in the eighth. It's coming up, the top of the eighth is coming up right now. Mets are leading 2-1 they're trying to stop this 3-game losing streak. And hopefully by the end of this show, Mets will hold on to this lead, this slim lead.
Well, what inning is it?
Top of the 8 is coming up right now.
Oh, okay. You guys are trying to salvage that last game after the Giants have beaten you guys 3 games in a row, you know, so you have to stop the bleeding here.
If it wasn't for Ike Davis yesterday, it would have been the first time in history that Mets would have got shut out 3 straight games.
Damn.
So Ike Davis had he tied his career high with 2 home runs. So far the Mets are, leading 2-1, top of the 8. Wright hit his 15 home run to give the Mets this brief 2-1 lead. And they're trying to hang on. Pagan just popped up to Sanchez.
A phenomenal Angel Pagan.
Yeah, he's had a great season. He's definitely filled a role for Carlos Beltran this year. Now Beltran is back, and he's trying to get himself acclimated to Major League pitching.
Yeah.
Since his dreadful 2009 season, along with Jose Reyes, those guys have been trying to come back. This 2009 season, but Reyes, he had a horrible April, bounced back, had a great 3 months or so, and that earned him an all-star spot. But unfortunately, he had a problem with his oblique muscle, I think his right oblique muscle, and he hasn't played since. And they're expecting to have him back tomorrow, but then again, each day they keep saying, "Oh, it's tomorrow," and it sounds kind of familiar from last year. He's gonna come. He's day to day, and then those day to days becomes months to months, and they missed the rest of. Looks like a base hit by Jason Turner. This is a double. He stops. His first major league hit. Extra base hit by Jason Turner, a guy who just got called up when they sent down Nick Evans. But we shall see if Mets can hold on to this lead. And Santana, he's pitched good this last 3 or 4 starts, and he's a great second half pitcher, arguably the greatest second half pitcher of all time, with 75 or more starts.
Yeah, sorry about that. Well, the phone hung up for a little minute.
Hey, glad to have you back, my friend.
Did you notice that it hung up?
I noticed you were pretty silent.
Yeah, the phone hung up, so I called the show number. So I'm back online.
Yeah, that's good. You didn't skip a beat.
Nope. So what's going on in the Met game? Is the game over yet?
No, top of the 8-1 out. Jason Turner hit his first career extra base hit with a double.
Oh, okay.
And Wright's going to try to knock him in. Wright has 15 home runs. He hit his 15 home run to give Mets the narrow 2-1 lead, and he knocked in his 68 RBI.
Cool.
So hopefully he can add on to that, with a hit here. Preferably a 2-run home run.
And you guys are still leading 2-1?
Yeah, we're leading 2-1. Mets are batting. He's 1-2 on right. But I guess, we'll give some updates with the Mets. Hopefully, they'll get a second pitcher, a pitcher that, that could help them out. Fortunately, Cliff Lee got traded to the Rangers, but it could have been worse for Mets fans and AL East fans, because he could have got traded to your Yankees. And I guess we'll switch gears to them, and we'll keep updating the Met game as we go along.
Well, my boys, it was a big matchup this weekend. versus the second place Devil Rays. And, you know, the Devil Rays are only 3 games back. And they took the Yankees took the first game on Friday with that walk-off win, you know, when Swisher got that single to drive Granderson in.
And,
so they won it on Friday.
Home run.
Yeah, yeah. And Swisher's had a great season, man. This guy's an all-star. Behind Robinson Cano, he's our second MVP on the team, I would say, this year.
Yeah, he's had a great season. And other than past seasons, you know, instead of the whole team, you know, hitting great, A-Rod's been injured, you know, injury-plagued. Teixeira's been having an off-season. So, Cano and Swisher's been, you know, picking up the slack for the Yankees.
Yeah, but, those guys that you mentioned, A-Rod and Teixeira, they got off to a slow start. They are always injured. Looks like, they're coming back now. A-Rod had a home run today for the Yankees. I think it was a two-run shot. Or it could have been a single shot or two-run shot. Huh?
Was it 598?
I can't hear you. What was that?
What was it, his career number, 598?
Oh, I don't even know. Could have been, probably.
I don't think he's reached 600 yet. I think if he reached 600, we all would have known about it. They would have been talking about it on the news. It would have been on the front and back of the papers.
Yeah, he might be 2 away. I probably.
Yeah, he's definitely closing in on 600.
Yeah, so after losing to the Rays yesterday, like 10-5, I think was the final score yesterday. The Yankees beat the Rays today 9-5. Pettit had to leave the game in the third inning because he injured his groin. So hopefully, he won't spend that much time on a DL, if any time, And the rest of the Yankees pitchers did their job.
Yeah, and
hello, Will?
Back to,
what
back
was
to
that
back,
noise?
What?
I just heard a noise. Is it shh?
I didn't hear anything.
Oh, I don't know. I heard some kind of noise. Anyway, I was saying, the rest of the Yankees pitchers like Chan Ho Park,
and
Yaba and Mariano finished them off.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
I was just saying, and the rest of the Yankee pitchers after Pettit left, they did the job and closed out the Rays. So,
yeah. And
Yankees
it was
2 out of 3 from the Rays and are now 3 games ahead of the Rays in the division.
And, a nice bounce back win from them after Burnett pitched horrible yesterday, and as a result of his anger, he banged his hand, what was that, on the wall or something, and he cut his hand.
Yeah.
So,
idiotic move. Remember a guy in Minnesota who used to pitch for us did that also.
Yeah, the great Carl Pavano.
Yeah. Wait, was it Pavano or Brown? I think it was Brown that did that.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It is.
Kevin
is.
Brown that did that. No,
Kevin
yeah,
Brown,
Kevin
right.
Brown.
Yes, you're right. Kevin Brown, I think he did that before the Yankees were going to pitch in the postseason, I think.
I don't remember, but I remember he did that. But Pavano, he just pretended, he was injured. So,
right,
he didn't really have any injuries.
Yeah, Kevin Brown, the former Dodger.
Yeah, and Padre.
Right.
Yankees are looking good right now in the division. 3 games up, 5 games up on the Red Sox. Have to continue playing well. And like you said earlier, it's been an emotional week.
Yeah. With the passing of the great PA announcer of the Yankees, probably the most known, Davis. He got extra base hit. Runners are coming home here. Right stays. So Mets are now leading 3-1. But back to the Yankees. They had an emotional week with arguably the most known world-renowned public announcer Bob Shepherd. He passed away. And earlier last week. Yeah, I mean, towards last week. And then it was on Sunday, I believe, that happened. And then on Tuesday, you know, the boss, George Steinbrenner, passed away.
Yep. Greatest owner ever.
He definitely deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, of course. He's going to the Hall of Fame for sure. There's no debate about that. I mean, the guy, he was passionate about winning, man. People criticize him for, you know, spending all the time, getting free agents. He invested money in the team.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, that's true. I mean, I'm the first person who's, you know, always against, you know, this guy. He's always stealing, you know, players away from the, you know, the Mets and the Red Sox. But then again, you can't fault the guy. The guy wants to win. So that's what all owners should be doing. But fortunately, most of them are pocketing the money and putting the money in their pocket.
Yeah, I mean, and the players want to come here. So not like he's forcing these players to come here. If the players want to come here, so, hey, let them.
And
no, you're not holding up a gun to these players' heads.
But he is holding up a lot of dollar signs over their head.
Hey, well, you know, I said, going back in the team, man. Who's providing that money? The fans.
Oh yeah,
the fans are paying for what they, you know, what they want to see on the field.
And you hit it right on the head, my friend. That's what these owners, you know, these other owners need to realize, that it's the fans who are producing all this money. You have to you have to entice the fans to come here. You have to show that you guys are committed to winning by trying to get the best players and trying to build a championship team. These guys, their rationale is, oh, we're not getting fans, so let's not spend any money to get good players. But, hello, if you get a good product and show that you have a team that's, you know, that wants to win, that are playing hard and, you know, actually care about winning, then the fans are going to show up.
Right, I know. They're dumb.
Even for the small market teams, like the Royals and Pirates, sure, they don't have not even nearly a quarter of money as the Yankees do, but if you show a competitive team, you know, a homegrown team, and whatchamacallit, you know, a homegrown team, and you show that you're willing to, you know, improve the team, you know, the fans will support you.
Yeah, I agree. That's what Steinbrenner did, you know. He always went after the top guys, put a good product on the field, and fans. I mean, the Yankees draw a lot of fans every game. I mean, the guy just he was passionate about winning, man.
Yep.
I mean, these owners, I don't understand their philosophy.
Yeah.
If you're not gonna spend money on a team, then what the hell are you spending the money on?
Put in their bank account
on strippers,
ooh,
drugs,
alcohol,
or white collar criminals.
Frank Gore just got hit by the pitch. The bases loaded for the Mets with two outs. Most likely they're not gonna score, but I'll keep my fingers crossed.
Steinbrenner, he's definitely the best owner ever.
But you know, the Yankees, I mean, I can't stand the Yankees as much as the you know, the Knicks, you know, Mets fan. But hey, I can't think of any Mets fan who can't say, you know, they give, you know, respect to the, you know, Yankees, that they actually, you know, care about trying to put a championship team, even though it's at our expense, for example, 2000. But, you know, hopefully, you know, that's what, you know, the Mets fans are, you know, the best fans in, you know, in of this city. And, you know, it's hard living in the same city with a team that the other team, you know, in this city always winning all the time, and, you know, you know, pretty much putting putting a team that, you know, Mets fans, you know, should be getting also. But that's just the way it is.
Hey, like I was saying last night, Mets management, bad decisions, poor decisions.
Yep, you're right about that.
Bad decisions, poor judgment.
Yep.
I mean, sure, Steinbrenner, he's made some bad decisions also. He's had some poor judgment.
Especially in the 70s and 80s, know, with that Spiro deal when he was trying to, pay to dig up information on what's his name again? I'm trying to think. Dave Winfield. And him, you know, constantly firing managers left and right.
Yeah.
But after he got, banned from baseball twice, you know, that they were able to develop, Stick Michael was able to develop the team, which led to them, you know, winning those, four out of five from 96 to 2000, and then, of course, last year in 2009. And all in all, the boss won 7. He won 7, as the owner of the team.
Yeah. And, you know, the guy was like I said, he was made fun of. TV shows like Seinfeld.
Yeah. Apparently he liked the attention because he doesn't have a problem with that, even though he's rumored to be a thick-skinned kind of person.
Yeah. But he'll be missed, man. I mean, I know they say his son is just like him, Hank. I think it's Hank. Just like him,
Hank. Yeah, Hank, but not Hal. Hal seemed more of the rational one.
Yeah. Hopefully these Steinbrenner brothers will be just like him.
Well, the rumor was that the reason why Cashman returned was that Hank would have to, you know, shut his mouth. Because if you remember, once Hank and Hal took over the team, Hank was, you know, pretty much copying off his father, kind of like Ted DiBiase, you know. trying to, live off his father's name and, try to continue what his father was doing.
I like Hank.
Well,
he reminds me of the boss.
Well, yeah, he's an honest guy, he impulsive. He doesn't think before he talks. He just talks and, what he's saying comes from the heart.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he's the next man. He's like George Steinbrenner.
But now Hal is in charge. Hal's officially in charge because
that's true. But Hank still will talk on. He'll still talk in his ear, tell him to make and what moves not to make.
Because maybe the rumor is true that once Cashman returned, the stipulation was that Hank wouldn't be, talking as would be and as you can see, Hank, he's pretty much kept silent.
Hey, either way, Steinbrenners will rule the Yankees for years.
Well, there was rumors that the Yankees might have sold the team.
That's not gonna happen.
That's
rumors.
If they're
gonna sell the team, the Steinbrenners.
Yeah, that was
all that money.
Steinbrenner didn't pass away, because they would have had to pay multiple tax, because there was a rumor the state tax was gonna go away for a couple of months, but then in a certain amount of maybe by next year would have came back and it would have been too much. But then again, this is all hearsay. I mean, I don't know if
the Yankees have the money to pay it off.
Well, yeah, but, they have billions of dollars, but who knows how much those taxes would have been.
I'm not buying that rumor. And who the hell are they going to sell the team to?
Who knows? That's the scary thing for the Yankee fans, because, you know, if you sell the team, who knows if this person, you know, is going to care about, you know, what, you know, your organization stands for, you know, always being aggressive, you know, trying to sign free agents and such.
Yeah, I mean,
and also, you know, developing the minor league system.
And who has more money than the Yankees? I mean, the Yankees are a billion-dollar organization.
Yeah, they're the only billion-dollar organization in major leagues.
The only person I think that could buy Yankees is Bill Gates.
Yeah.
Right?
Or Dolan, probably.
Nah. Well, maybe. I don't know. Probably. Yeah, he does have cable vision. So.
Yep.
But I think the Yankees are even worth more than Cablevision and Dolan.
Yeah, here's a couple of people I think could buy it if they sold it. Dolan, Trump, Cuban, even though Cuban's trying to buy Rangers, and he previously tried to own the Cubs, but they didn't allow him to own the team, and Bloomberg.
I wouldn't want either of those guys with the Yankees. Dolan, hell no.
Well, Dolan,
Bloomberg,
of course,
hell no.
Oh, yeah, Bloomberg, nah, no thank you.
Trump, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know about Trump. I don't know about Trump.
Remember, Trump is the same guy that tried to start a football league to rival the NFL, and that didn't work out.
Yeah, I remember that.
So, I don't trust any of those guys.
Yeah, Cuban's the only one I would trust.
Yeah,
you know, with the Mavericks, even though Mavericks, you know, they haven't won anything, and their best chance would have been in 06 Miami, and of course we knew what happened with Miami Heat.
Yeah. I think I'll trust Vince McMahon more than any of those guys. But rest in peace, the boss.
Yeah, rest in peace to both the boss and
Bob Shepard,
aka the, you know, the voice of God, as all the baseball, you know, players call him. I think you said it was Reggie Jackson who coined that phrase first.
Yeah, he said he has the voice of God. Yep.
So yeah, rest in peace to both men. But now that you remind me, there's some guys. You know, like when someone passed away, you know, you bury, you know, you put the past behind you and the, you know, the person. You know,
mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, you only hear good things, but unfortunately, there's a couple of guys who pretty much are literally, well, figuratively, I should say, are spitting on the grave of George Steinbrenner.
Of course.
That would be one. One would be. Of course, the always controversial Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, I heard about
that. Saying that how, you know, George Steinbrenner, you know, he made a lot of African Americans famous, and he keep firing a bunch of white managers.
Oh, shut up, Rush Limbaugh.
Hey, this shows right here why the NFL didn't allow him to own the St. Louis Rams, because
this guy's as racist as anybody.
This guy's always saying racist stuff. I mean, hey, if he wants, you know, whatever his political views, you know, that's his beliefs, that's his problem. But once you put, you know, race, gender, and all, you know, different, you know, backgrounds of people, you know, that's crossing the line right there. And that's why NFL rightfully so didn't allow this man or person or whatever you want to call this guy, you know, to own an NFL team. And that's why Donovan McNabb said he would never go to a team that was owned by this guy.
Why?
I would second it too if I was an NFL player.
Guy thinks he's the greatest political commentator out there. Please, I respect Bill O'Reilly, even though I hate him. I respect him more than Limbaugh.
I think you can respect a lot of people over Rush Limbaugh. I mean, this guy is just a guy who just, I mean, there's things, you know, there's one thing being, you know, honest and, you know, saying what how you feel. But there's another thing, you're just saying stupid stuff just to get attention. I mean, come on, man. Jeez, you got millions of dollars, man. Just shut up, go home, and you know, try
take
to do something productive. Just do something productive with your life, man. I mean, seriously. This guy, all he does is run his mouth, you know, saying all this stuff so he can get all this, you know, attention. And, you know what? I don't know if you have anything anything else to say about him, but I'm pretty much done talking about him right now.
Well, I do have something to say. I wish he was the one that died instead of George Steinbrenner.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. Everybody, I mean, you know, everybody has their time to go. So, I mean, I'm not.
Why couldn't it have been Rush Limbaugh's time?
I'm not gonna wish nothing on him or anything like that. You know.
Hey, it's gonna be sitting on the grave of George Steinbrenner.
Well, I mean, hey, apparently he thinks he's immortal. So. I don't know what the heck I could say about that guy. So. This guy, he literally needs to get a life. So that's all I have to say about that.
He needs to die.
I wouldn't go that far. I mean, everybody's going to die eventually.
Yeah, but he should have died, not Steinbrenner.
I mean, you don't need to stoop down to his level.
Of course not. I'm just saying, if you were to ask me, who would you prefer to die first? Limbaugh or Steinbrenner? Limbaugh.
But, I don't know, speaking of which, another person who is, you know, kicking, you know, dirt on the legacy and the life of George M. Steinbrenner III was Bill Lee. They never had a great relationship with Bill Lee, the space, aka the spaceman, you know, pitching for the Red Sox for 10 years. He was saying, like, you know, if hell freezes over, he'll be on skates. So, he was pretty much saying that Steinbrenner tried to ruin his career and his life and stuff like that.
Too bad.
So that's another guy who should have just kept his mouth shut and said, you know, that, you know, him and Steinbrenner never got along, but, you know, he wouldn't wish that on him, but unfortunately, you know, or he should have just kept his mouth shut if he really hated this guy so much. He should just took the classy route and just, you know, not say nothing or, you know, not kick dirt in the guy's face. And I think there was one more person. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. What were you saying?
I was going to say David Winfield. I mean, Steinbrenner tried to ruin his career, but David Winfield had some just positive things to say about him. You know, he forgave Steinbrenner. You know?
Yeah, that shows how
classy Bill Lee couldn't be classy like Winfield was.
Yeah, that's exactly what he did. He only talked about the good times, you know. And speaking of a great segue, what you're saying with Dave Winfield, who George Steinbrenner coined him Mr. May, you know, of course, an insult. Because of, you know, his lack of, you know, production, unlike Reggie Jackson, in clutch situations, especially in the postseason.
Yeah.
What's the guy, Howie Spiro, the guy who he paid to dig up information on him? I know his last name is Spiro. I think it's
something
Richard
like
Howie.
That. That was a gambler,
yeah.
I know that.
Yeah, this guy, he also was... didn't take the classy route. He was, you know, ripping into Steinbrenner. You know, didn't say, you know, any positive stuff about him.
That guy, he's a crook.
Well, yeah, he is. But,
Yeah, I mean, Steinbrenner, yeah, there was a lot of things that he did that wasn't Right.
Well, yeah, he ain't no saint, you know. I mean, how he treated, you know, people that work for him, but
yeah,
I mean, let the guy rest in peace.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff coming out now of all the charities that he donated money to, all the people that he helped out. So he wasn't entirely evil as people made him out to be.
Well, yeah.
He had some good in him.
That's true.
I mean, Darth
yeah, like
Vader wasn't a really evil guy. He did have some good in him also.
Right. He did kind of lose his way, like Darth Vader, you know. Changing the subject a little bit, or merging subjects, you know, he did have, you know, evil intentions, but then again, he redeemed himself.
Yeah.
But, yeah, once, you know, after Steinbrenner died, you hear more of his charitable stuff, and, you know,
yeah.
that's a good thing, you know, he did it to help people out instead of, you know, trying to get attention.
Yep, exactly.
Because they even, say that in the Bible, you know, people who, you know, do good stuff just to get attention, they got their rewards already, you know. They're not going to be rewarded,
yeah.
you know, in the afterlife. But that's good for Steinbrenner, you know, he has that, you know, that charitable side that, you know, rarely people, you know, on the outside looking in, you know, had any, you know, knowledge of it.
Yeah, that wasn't, like I said, he wasn't entirely evil. He had some good in him, you know? And it's a good thing that these came out so people could see how the real George Steinbrenner was like.
Well, yeah, I mean, you always heard that he helped out, Doc and Strawberry, you know, after their Met playing days and
yeah,
with their battle with cocaine and alcohol and, you know, all the stuff that was going on in their lives.
Right.
You know, in the late 80s to, you know, early 90s. But those guys, you know, thanks to Steinbrenner, he gave them a shot. And, of course, they contributed to the Yankees' late, you know, championship run in the 90s.
Yeah.
And another story, I don't know if you heard of this one, about Ray Negron. He's a guy in the Yankee organization. He was like a young guy, a teenager, and he was a spray painting at Yankee Stadium.
Oh, I heard about that.
And then Steinbrenner, you know, instead of, you know, seriously punishing the guy, you know, he made the guy work in the organization and turned the guy's life around. And to this day, the guy is still in the organization, and he made a children's book, you know, in honor of, you know, Steinbrenner and the Yankees.
That's a good thing. Yeah, I heard about that story. I heard that he made that guy into a bat boy or something.
Yeah.
Give him a position as a bat boy. Yeah.
And then he worked his way up into the organization.
Yep.
So, you know, slowly but surely, you're starting to hear some good stuff about him.
Right. There will never be another owner like George Steinbrenner, ever.
Yeah. Him and Charles Finley, the former A's manager, owner, those two guys should definitely be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, definitely.
And Mets are, you know, are on the top of the ninth, or actually bottom of the ninth. K-Rod's trying to get this save. The traditional scout save.
K-Rod's closing it?
Yep. So
uh-oh.
Far, he's 2-0 on the Kung Fu Panda, Pablo Sandoval. And he's 2-1 on him. But I guess switching gears to the other New York team is the Knicks. And with the acquisition, trading away a fan favorite, David Lee, they acquired some good, you know, good talent. Some young guys who are tall, athletic, can block shots, energy guys, man. So I'm going to be the first guy to say this. I think Knicks are going to be a 7 or 8 seed, you know, this year. If they live up to their potential.
Yeah, that's what I think also. From 6 to 8.
Yeah. Because they actually have...
But they should make the playoffs.
Yeah, they definitely should. Should they, you know, they live up to their potential, you know.
Yeah.
They're, what, 3-2 in the summer league? I mean, it doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things, but...
I haven't even been watching that summer league, have you?
Yeah, I mean, you're a fat dude, but I haven't really. I've seen maybe here a little bit here and there, but I haven't really watched it.
Oh.
But I hear Landry, a guy, one of the picks we got in this draft, you know, he's doing pretty well.
Oh.
And Douglas, Tony Douglas, the rookie of last year, he's saying that he's trying to be a complete player. And we saw last year, Tony Douglas had some flashes of, you know, being potentially a complete player. You know, he can score, you know, speedy.
And he showed signs.
Defense. Yeah. All he needs to do is work on his, you know, giving assists. And as usual, K-Rod walked the leadoff guy. So now they have the leadoff. They have the time run on base, at the plate, I should say. And Juan Uribe is the potential time run at the plate. And he has, believe it or not, 12 home runs. So hopefully at the end of the game, he'll stay at 12.
Hey, did you see, did you watch wrestling?
I watch Raw. And a little bit of SmackDown, you know, because of the Yankee game, you know, the game got the SmackDown got pushed back. So I read some of the spoilers, and I found out Kane got unmasked CM Punk, but I didn't see when it happened.
Where?
It was on Raw. It was on, I mean, SmackDown.
Really? On this past SmackDown?
That's what I read. It happened. I didn't see when it happened. But the last, the memorable thing that happened was Kane, Jack Swagger, oh boy, base hit. They have the tying run on base, first and second, nobody out.
Uh-oh, K-Rod is at it again.
Yep. Pray for a double play.
All right, maybe you guys should bring Mariano in. Oh, I forgot you guys don't have Mariano.
Yes. Mariano's not gonna be here forever, so in a couple of years you won't be saying that. You're gonna be praying that he comes out of retirement.
Well, you know, the thing is, you know what closer that I was, you know, I was actually thinking maybe K-Rod can come to our team like when he was still with the Angels, but.
Well, yeah, that's when this guy got famous, you know, striking, you know, the Yankees out. That's when he got, you know, popular. So, yeah, ever since then, you know, him striking out the Yankees and got the nickname K-Rod. You know, I was like, man, I hope this guy, you know, becomes a, you know, comes on the Mets and, you know, close the games out. But this guy has lost some, you know, miles per hour on his fastball and. He's got progressively, he's digressed, and he walks a lot of people, allows a lot of base runners, and I mean the guy still saves a lot of games, but this guy isn't as shut down as he used to be with the Angels.
Yeah. Well, you know the Yankees are trying to make Jabba the future closer, but this season Jabba, I don't know, something's wrong with him.
Yep, he's definitely living off his 07 year when the Yankee fans, you know, fell in love with Jabba. I think his last memorable thing performance this year is when he gave up a grand slam.
Yeah, I mean he needs to get his act together, you know. We want this guy to be our future closer.
Yep, I think the Yankees really messed that guy up. Sending him down to, you know, put him as a starter, first a reliever, then a starter. And, oh boy, they ain't gonna get nobody out. Oh, they got the out at first, but now they got runners in scoring position. Tying run at second.
Yeah, maybe we should play that LeBron NWO thing for the audience.
Right. Yeah, let's do that. If you haven't, folks, if you haven't checked out this YouTube video of LeBron James, Cleveland fans, man, you definitely need to check it out. But right here, we're going to play the, because, you know, in the land of imagination, that is radio, you can imagine what you know, what's being said. But definitely you need to, you know, check out the video on YouTube. So without further ado, you may play the game.
Go get it, baby! Right? What is he doing?
God! Is he the third man?
He's the third man! What the hell is going on?
LeBron James.
Has betrayed
the Cleveland Cavaliers.
He is the third man! Look at that picture! Oh my God! What the hell is going on? Oh my God! Are you kidding me? Probably the lowest shot ever given to professional
basketball.
A career of a lifetime. It's right down the drain, kid. I hope you love it.
Can you see
just
those
sold your soul to the devil. I never thought I'd see people throwing debris.
LeBron James.
What do we got here? We got a fan coming in.
Well, he didn't last long.
I have been with you for so many years. For you to join up with the likes of these two men absolutely makes me sick to my stomach.
These are the men I want as my friends.
Look at all of this crap in this ring. This is what's in the future for you if you want to hang around the likes of this man.
Wait.
Of this man.
As far as I'm concerned, all of this crap in the ring represents these fans out here. For 2 years, brother, for 2 years, I held my head high. I did everything for the charities. I did everything for the kids. And the reception I got when I came out here, you fans can stick it, brother. Because if it wasn't for
LeBron James,
you people wouldn't be here. If it wasn't
LeBron James, Dan Gilbert
would be still selling meat from a truck in Minneapolis.
You have made the wrong decision, in my opinion.
Well, let me tell you something. I made that organization a monster. I made people rich up there. I made the people that ran that organization rich up there, brother. And when it all came to pass, the name
LeBron James.
The man
LeBron James
got bigger than the whole organization, brother. And as far as
Dan Gilbert
goes,
the Cleveland Cavaliers
and the whole
state of Ohio
goes, I'm bored, brother.
All right, we have seen the end of
Cleveland's economy. LeBron,
you can go to hell. We're out of here.
Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. The cry is not for me.
Get a job.
Yeah, Cleveland fans are crying, man.
And to explain to, well, before I get to that, Fernando Benitez, Rodriguez, gave up a tying 2-run single. So the game's tied 3-3. And the base hit. Oh, it's right down the line. Oh, boy. This is trouble. The guy's running third. Oh, he's being held up. And they throw it home, but he stays at third. This game is pretty much over in a couple
they
of
tied
seconds.
It?
They tied it, and they have another two guys in scoring position yet again.
Oh,
but
man.
To get back to this LeBron James point, In case if you guys haven't seen the video, it's pretty much a parody of it's actually the actual footage of when Hogan was in WCW and he finally turned heel, or in he turned into a villain for pretty much the major time, for the first major time of his career. Being, popular, a good guy, throughout his WWE career. And then afterwards, his first two years in WCW. But in that moment, which is probably arguably the shocking moment in professional wrestling career history, he surprised everybody and turned into a villain and formed the NWO with Scott Hall, a.k.a. Razor Ramon, when he was in WWE, and Kevin Nash, who used to be known as Diesel in WWE in the early 90s. So they formed a dominant trio, much like LeBron James and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh appear to be in Miami. So, you guys need to check out that video. That video is hilarious. And there's a forced play at home, and the guy is out at the plate.
What happened?
But they got the forced out at home.
Oh.
But Kitawa might have been safe. He might have been safe.
Oh.
He might have been safe. Let's see the replay here. Oh, he's safe. He's safe, but they still got runners in scoring position, and with Armando K-Rod Benitez here.
Armando Benitez.
Whatever, this game's they're still gonna be cheering in San Francisco very soon, and they're gonna put the sweep on us, man. Man, this will be like the first time since Marlins swept us four straight that this happened. But, that's the way it is, man. Now, Aubrey Hoff is going to be the hero here against K-Rod.
How many outs?
Two outs. Huh. I guess, if Hoff comes here, I'm assuming this game's going to be in Yankeeography.
But it's not the Yankees. The Yankees aren't playing.
Hey, I know the Yankees all over the world are cheering.
SNY, man. Being an SNY...
A.K.A. Yes, too.
Yes, too.
Talking more about the Yankees. The 0-1 pitch is swung and a miss. It was a fair ball. Oh no, still a foul ball. What the hell? Now the home plate umpire is saying it's out, and the first base umpire is saying it's safe. So now they're having a discussion with each other, and I guess now they're going to talk again to determine whether this inning is over, or we're going to continue. Oh, it's supposed to be a fair ball, so the ball's supposed to be out, and Huff was even bothered running. Oh boy, they made a dumb decision. Now they're calling what's his name safe.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean they're calling it a foul ball, even though it's supposed to be a fair ball. Because Aubrey Huff didn't hustle around the bag anyway. But now they're calling this a foul ball. Oh my gosh! So apparently, the home plate umpire called time. While the ball was in play, but you're not supposed to call time when the ball's in play. So Aubrey Huff is at the plate right now. And now it's 0-2 on Huff. Pitch to Huff is fouled off. But nothing really happened on Raw.
Yeah, I don't even remember what happened on Raw.
I mean,
other than John Cena getting beat up.
Yeah, John Cena, I think, got beat up. And, oh, yeah, Sheamus came out and helped him, you know, with a chair.
Finally.
Cena and Sheamus, you know, they scared off NXT with a chair.
And you were saying off air that John Cena might become the leader of Nexus?
Yeah, that's the rumor that maybe Cena or Triple H might be the leader of Nexus, but it could be somebody else. Because Triple H, I mean, he's hurt, and he got surgery again, so he was supposed to come back at SummerSlam, but that's in doubt now.
Oh.
And they have a force play. Ike Davis gets the force out. He takes the back. He goes to the back himself for the force out. So. The final out is finally recorded. But, of course, this is after Ishikawa hits a game-tying two-run home run. So, yet again, Santana, they waste another good outing by Santana and blow another lead for Santana.
I think Santana should punch a Kira in the face.
Sure.
Looks like Kira is always blowing his game.
Yeah, he's always won the game for his fellow Venezuelan countrymen.
Santana needs to punch him in the face.
Shoot. Santana needs to complete all his starts, man. Because if it ain't K-Rod, it's somebody else blowing the lead for him.
Yeah.
So, another no decision for Santana. So, that's the way it is. So,
And you didn't see TNA, SmackDown?
Nope. I saw a little bit of SmackDown, but the only memorable thing that happened on TNA was that Swagger, he was cutting a promo with his father, and Kane interrupted his speech about how Swagger and his father trains, you know, every day, early in the morning, and Kane interrupted the promo and he chokeslammed Swagger's father, and then he tombstone pile driver Swagger's father. But Swagger didn't really have a believable reaction to me. Swagger looked like he was just like frozen. He didn't. Like he was going to try to attempt saving his father. You know what I mean?
Right.
He looked like he should have been more upset than scared and just standing there. He should have at least tried to make an attempt like he was going to try to save him, but got scared off. He just walked away. And he looked, and by the time he looked, his father got to him from the car driver.
Wow.
But, hey, that's all we have time for today, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you guys for, you know, listening to the show. And, you know, appreciate you taking the time to listen. And I want to thank you, McCarty, for coming on the show.
No problem.